You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Michael Cooper's getting warmed up for the second half of the show, where you're going to talk about positive energy and helping the families work together. We're going to talk with Don Weidenfeld now. We're going to wrap up a little bit on technology, and then Don works with a lot of families, helping them keep their finances together. We'll talk a little bit about that, too. Don, you still there?
Absolutely, Jim.
Hey, now we were, you know, I just want to kind of end up on the energy and technology part. We were talking about how you save on your own personal residence, like 50% on your electric after you installed this stuff. So is it something that has to go in something new, or can somebody retrofit it?
No, again, it's the same as on the commercial. You can retrofit it. You can do it on new construction. Using our equipment on new construction actually saves in the copper wiring. You need about a third less copper wiring to do a house. We did a house actually out in Utah that was 190-foot footprint, so being able to be wireless was an enormous savings, probably $30,000 to the build.
Wow.
And it saved a lot of money. And when it comes to a retrofit, the installation per room probably takes 10 minutes. So because everything is wireless, you're literally using two-sided tape to put the occupancy sensors up.
Now, one of the things I did want to talk about, Don, is you're also a wealth manager. I've been to a lot of these private equity, high net worth family office functions. And one of the things that I've always come away with is that the number one thing, and it's really funny, unfortunately we don't have Bruce Turkell here today, but it's all about them. When you do business with the high net worth investor or the family office, Don, what's your approach to generating business? Is it kind of run in there, go, or you kind of have to get to know somebody first?
No, it's all about getting to know the client. It actually has to be a fit on both sides, without a doubt. I mean, quite frankly, between you and I, Jim, I'm a very big boater. So most of our clients, I've literally met out in the boat. We've become friendly, and then they've asked me if I could manage their finances. But in a lot of cases, we start with people, when they don't have quite as much on the funds, and then, they're CEO of a company or owner of a company, and then we go ahead and sell the business for them. And let's say we do a $60 million or $100 million sale, and then net after tax, we end up managing the funds for their future. So we manage on the more conservative side and more on the income side, but most of our clients are pretty significant.
You know, now have you worked with a couple different generations? Because we're going to talk after this with Michael Cooper, about how to manage the difference between the generations. Maybe they have different approaches, different focuses. Have you ever run into that?
Yes, absolutely. It's always, we have an attorney that's within our group. We do not draft documents, but when you're dealing with ultra high net worth individuals, their trusts are pretty complicated, whether it's a family limited partnership or a trust or generation skipping trust to allow the money to go to the grandkids so it doesn't get double taxed at estate times. So, we have the benefit of having our own in-house attorney. We don't charge hourly for it. All we're really doing is helping clients interpret the documents that the attorneys put together. So it becomes very complicated, and you really need a professional staff that can help you out. We have people on our team, myself included. I manage on the income side. I also do all the real estate analysis and fixed income analysis, and then we have our in-house legal staff, and then our securities people that are in with us.
Yeah, a friend of mine's is probably involved in something like that too as the client, because I never realized it until you just said. He goes, "Yeah, I'm not rich. My son is though," and so now I figured out why he said that. So you informed me today, Don. I really appreciate that.
Yes, 100%. And in a lot of cases, I don't know if you know how these family limited partnerships work, but, let's say we're managing a $100 million family partnership. The assets have actually been put in the partnership, the kids are actually the 99 or 98% owners of the assets, the existing owner. They just hold a loan. And what happens is the next generation actually owns the assets, and the generation, the older generation that earned the money, it's no longer in their estate. So legally, they don't own it.
Wow, that's really wild, Don. Now, what is it that you find is the most unique thing about working with families vis-a-vis just working with the individual day trader type person or whatever?
You know, it's really, it's all about the income. We work backwards. A number of our clients have jets, and they come to us and we do asset-based lending at 2% yield. So we can borrow against the municipal bond portfolios and then go ahead and finance the jets and whatnot. And then, you know, generally speaking, if the client is looking to sell a business, which we have one right now, and, you know, you calculate out the amount of income on the assets, and you work backwards. If they need $2 to $3 million a year in income, you work it out to where you need, let's say, $75 to $100 million in assets that in tax-exempt bonds yielding 3, 4%. And therefore, it throws off all the money for the expenses, and anything above that, we can take some risk on.
Wow. Wanda, how much more time? Can I ask Don one more question? Okay, Don, so then how do people find you, and how do you assess whether or not they're appropriate clients? Because you said sometimes it's not a match for you. What's the client that best matches up with you? I've only got about a minute and a half left, Don, so I wanted to give you the heads up on that. What's the type of client that matches up best with your type of approach?
Jim, I mean, our clients, quite frankly, I like very easygoing people. I don't like very high-strung, very aggressive. We could help on the aggressive side. I've been referred a lot of athletes, and quite frankly, they want to deposit money, and then they want to pull the money out immediately for $300,000 cars or $5 million houses. And our money, you know, the money we manage are people that own businesses or have sold the business, or we can sell the business for them, and the money's going to stay there. And we can manage a fixed income portfolio as well as help them make their, you know, side alternative investments.
Don, we got to go. How do people find you, Don? How do people find you either for wealth management or for Magnum Energy Solutions?
Okay, my number is 561-702-9000. Again, 561-702-9000. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me. And on Magnum Energy Solutions, you can take a look at the company's products at www.magnumenergysolutions.com.
You're the best, Don. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, go be with the family, hug them up, love them up, enjoy the benefits of your energy savings, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Jim. Have a fantastic evening, and thank you to all your listeners.
You're the best, Don.